Welcome back to Talk to the Experts on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. I am Jay Thomas, and our guests today are from Saskatchewan Pension Plan because it's tax time, and that's why they're here. But we've got Paul Jasper right now, who's the Vice Chair of the Board of Trustees. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
So, Saskatchewan Pension Plan, a tax deduction. You know, that kind of rings a nice little bell. Who wants to pay more taxes? Nobody, right?
Right.
So how can we use the Saskatchewan Pension Plan in that regard?
Well, it's important to remember that the Saskatchewan Pension Plan is much like a registered retirement savings plan. Any amounts that you put into it are tax deductible. And therefore, if you put $100 in, it's not going to cost you $100 because you'll reduce your tax.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's amount that they get a reduction of will vary based on what their income is. But you got to have contribution room. And to get your contribution room, all you have to do is look at your notice of assessment mm-hmm. from last year. It'll say exactly what it is. If it's not there, if you can't find your notice of assessment, you got two other ways. You can look at the website for CRA, or you can contact CRA. And keep in mind, the amount that you can contribute to the Saskatchewan Pension Plan is based on that plus your RRSP limit. So therefore, if your contribution room is, say, $10,000, that's the maximum you put into Saskatchewan Pension Plan and your RRSP.
Right. Okay. So just based on that, you use it, you invest, and you knock off some taxes.
Exactly.
Really easy.
You
right?
reduce your tax.
So we hear a lot about fees that are charged for investing, and that's no surprise. That's always a big topic. How is Saskatchewan Pension Plan set up in regard to those fees?
Well, fees are important because fees come out of your returns. So some places will say, well, last year we had a return of, say, 6%. You got to know, is that before or after fees? There's a study done by Morningstar, and it indicated that the amount that you pay in fees to mutual funds, on average, is 2.35%. Saskatchewan Pension Plan MER, Management Expense Ratio, has historically been less than 1%. So therefore, you get the additional compounding. So the benefit of Saskatchewan Pension Plan is low fees. So if a person is investing in mutual funds, they should first of all find out what are the fees that are deducted from the return.
MER, Management Expense
Ratio.
Ratio. Okay.
MER is the Management Expense Ratio. It's the cost that you pay to have professional managers manage
right.
your money.
I was just going to ask you to break that down for us, because the reality is nobody... You don't get management of something like this for no cost. There's a fee for it. You got to pay people to do it, right?
That's exactly right. And it depends on what sort of investment you're in. So you would have low management expense ratio if you're just in bonds, but you'll also have low returns. But if you're in equities, you got to have a professional manager. And one of the real benefits of Saskatchewan Pension Plan is they have incredible investment managers.
Right. Now, you're part of the Board of Trustees, the chair in this case. So your job and your gang, the whole board, is to look after those people, right?
That's exactly right. We have two investment managers. We meet with them twice a year, and we also have a manager of the managers who gives us reports at all of our board meetings how the managers are doing. And the beauty of the Saskatchewan Pension Plan is because we have a basket of money that comes from various sources, we are able to hire the best professional managers that there are out there.
Right. But along with that, a whole bunch of checks and balances along the way with people involved to make sure everything's always going the right direction.
That's exactly right. And we also are, as a result of having this amount of money, we're also able to diversify not just into Canadian equities, but into North American equities. And as Catherine said, infrastructure and real estate.
Now, I know we touched on this before, but there's different funds for investors to choose from in this case.
That is right.
With Saskatchewan Pension Plan, right?
At the current time, you have a choice of two funds. You can put it into the Balanced Fund, and the Balanced Fund invests in Canadian, North American, and non-North American equities, real estate, infrastructure, and some fixed income to balance it off.
Okay.
The other fund is called the Diversified Income Fund, and it mainly invests in T-bills and in bankers' acceptances and in high mortgage returns.
So without giving anybody official direction of which way to go with their investments, why would somebody choose one or the other?
It depends on what your risk tolerance is, because with risk comes return. And if you want higher return, you got to take on some risk. And there's no guarantees. But what is really important is to stay invested. Don't hop in and hop out.
Right.
You got to stay invested. And for some reason, people don't want to necessarily buy when everything's on sale. And that's the time to buy.
Right. Let me ask you the same question that I asked Catherine. So from the board member perspective, how does Saskatchewan Pension Plan fit into retirement savings for people here in the province?
The beauty of Saskatchewan Pension Plan is it allows for diversification so that you are able to not only invest in mutual funds, but also in real estate and infrastructure because of the size of the fund that we have. And it is one of your retirement plans that you should have.
How safe do you think this investment is?
We got to look at historical returns. There's no guarantee as to what the future's going to be.
Right.
It is important to stay invested and to look at what the past has been and what the management expense ratio is. The MER, you got to keep in mind, comes off of your returns, and it comes off every year. The lower you get charged to manage your fund, the more compounding you will have within the fund.
And then what kind of protection does Saskatchewan Pension Plan offer for its investors?
The main protection that it does offer is very, very good management and a board of trustees that review every quarter what the returns are.
Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's bring back Catherine Strutt, who's the general manager of all of Saskatchewan Pension Plan. Now, your head office is in Kindersley.
Yes, it is.
Right? But when you call to, you know, get a hold of Saskatchewan Pension Plan, you're going to get a live person on the phone and get to talk to who's right here in Saskatchewan, which is always exciting. There's lots of ways to contribute. But the point is, we want to get across that the deadline is coming up for 2019.
Yes, the deadline is March 2nd of 2020, and people can contribute up to $6,300 as long as they have available RSP room. We will be sending the tax receipts out to them that they can use on their income tax return, and members can expect their December 31st statement to be in the mail quite soon.
Well, that's a great thing, too. You don't have to go digging for all this information that has to be inputted into your taxes. You guys send out everything.
We do.
Right?
Yep.
So that takes the stress right out of it there. If you want more information, well, you can start in a few places. You can call Saskatchewan Pension Plan.
Yes, 1-800-667-7153, Monday to Friday, 8 till 5.
Talk to real people. That's fun. And then you can also go to the website, which is always great.
Yes, at saskpension.com. All the information that you would ever hope to find, I hope, is on the website. Check out our blogs and our videos. And if you need more information, call our office.
Perfect. Well, guys, it's been great having you back on the show and great to talk to you again this year. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This has been Talk to the Experts with Saskatchewan Pension Plan on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.